This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, October 31, 2017, and it is Halloween. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, high winds tore through the North Shore on Sunday night and into Monday, as we all know, downing power lines, toppling trees and utility poles, and leaving thousands in the dark, some with damages to homes or cars. The wind advisory continued for the region through 5 p.m. Monday, with gusts estimated between 46 and 57 miles an hour. Arthur Francis, a Salem meteorologist and retired Salem State professor, reported 1.7 inches of rain during the storm and wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour in Salem. Roughly 130,000 homes were left without power on the North Shore, and some areas may not have electricity until later today. Bob Chiavrera, National Grid spokesman, said making sure roads are drivable and that teams can get to certain areas are key the first day after a storm. Next is heading to priority areas and then to everyone else. Priorities include facilities such as hospitals, public safety buildings, water treatment plants, homeless shelters, and schools. Large portions of Topsfield and Boxford lost electricity. Peabody and Danvers appeared to have few, if any, power outages. It wasn't until mid-afternoon Monday, according to the Gloucester Times, that thousands of homes that had been left without power across Cape Ann since the wee morning hours finally started to see the lights coming back on. Nearly 76,000 electric customers across Essex County and more than 260,000 across the state were in the dark for hours, according to National Grid, after severe weather pounded the region with those powerful winds and drenching rains, starting late Sunday night, knocking down trees and power lines. Southern New England appeared to suffer the brunt of the storm damage overnight. As of 4 p.m. Monday, National Grid was still working to restore power to about 3,800 customers in Gloucester, 430 in Essex, 215 in Rockport, and 70 in Manchester-by-the-Sea. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times, and of course, the other story written by Ariana McNeil in the Salem News. Two candidates for mayor in Lynn continued their debates last night. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that with just 1 week until the election, Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy and challenger State Senator Thomas McGee of Lynn highlighted their differences in a debate. In this debate, it was at Lynn Community Television Studios. It lasted more than an hour. The candidates staked out opposing positions on charter schools, the size of the city's deficit, the right number of first responders, and where the next senior center should be located. On the question of charter schools, Kennedy said that while she objected to the funding formula, she favored them. Quote, if people with money can have a choice of private, parochial, or public schools, why shouldn't people without money have the same choices, she said. McGee, with the support of the Lynn Teachers Union, has opposed charter schools and praised last year's statewide vote to cap the number that can open. Quote, charter schools create a financial hardship for any community that has one, he said. When it came to the question of Lynn's budget deficit, they couldn't agree on its size and whether last year's financial review by an independent firm was a step in the right direction. In a stark report presented to the city, a Philadelphia financial advisory services firm that specializes in advising municipalities said the city should not issue any raises until 2022, freeze hiring, contract EMS services to a private company, and lay off three dozen citywide workers to eliminate an $8.6 million budget shortfall. The city is facing a substantial budget crisis, McGee said. The combination of last year's fiscal review, putting the deficit at more than $8 million, and the recent downgrading of the city's bond rating means the city must recognize its expenses have outpaced revenues, he said. But Kennedy called last year's financial review by the PFM Corporation fantastical. She said the city is already down to a skeleton crew and it would be impossible to freeze wages for 5 years. If our public safety unions were to go to arbitration, a 0% raise has never been approved, she said. Well, there's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, hundreds of thousands of people visit Salem every October, but one visitor attracted more attention than most on Monday. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren came to Salem to discuss the opioid crisis with Mayor Kim Driscoll and a table full of local people who are trying to fight a problem plaguing communities everywhere. Warren stopped by the fire station on Lafayette Street to watch a demonstration by Salem firefighters of how they administer the life-saving drug Narcan to someone in the midst of an overdose. That was followed by a roundtable discussion of how Salem is dealing with the opioid crisis, with Warren asking what government can do to help. Driscoll told Warren that 192 people had suffered an overdose in Salem so far in 2017, and 19 of them had died. Those numbers were up slightly from 2016, according to the mayor. Much more in this story in today's Salem News, story written by Paul Layton. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.